整个利未记的重点就是圣洁。
The essence of Leviticus is holiness.
一个圣洁的国家。
A holy nation.
圣洁的国民。
Holy citizens.
因为神是圣洁的神。
For God is a holy God.
我们请看利未记十一章。
Let's turn to Book of Leviticus, chapter 11.
利未记十一章四十五节。
Leviticus chapter 11 verse 45. For I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
46.
Verse 46. This is the law of the animals and the birds and every living creature that moves in the waters.And of every creature that creeps on the earth. 47. To distinguish between the unclean and the clean, and between the animal that may be eaten and the animal that may not be eaten.
神对他的百姓啊有一个目标。
God have a goal for his people.
让他们成为圣洁的国民。
Which is to let them become holy citizens.
神也给他们方法。
And God show them how.
所以在利未记里头就提到很多他们如何成为圣洁的国民的方法。
So in the book of Leviticus, there's many ways of how they can become a holy citizen.
那在十一章里头所提到的就是有关他们这个饮吃的什么是圣洁净的东西，什么不是不洁净的东西。
And in chapter 11, it mentioned about the clean and unclean food.
那在长久以来对这些描述有一些这个传统的一些这个解释。
For a long time, there's many interpretation of these verses.
无论是我们这个教会的书籍或者说其他基督教的书籍所做的解释应该都是很相似的。
Doesn't matter if it's our church publication or outside church publication, the interpretation are pretty similar.
对这些不洁净的东西都以他们一些负面的特性来做来作为我们今天的提醒。
As for unclean animals, there is always negative connotations that we can remind ourselves.
我们知道一个东西总是有它好的一面，有它不好的一面。
We know that there's always good sides and bad sides of everything.
像好像我们每一个人都有我们的优点，我们的缺点。
Just like us, we have our strong points and weak points.
那这些不洁净的动物，这些不洁净的动物或者昆虫，其实也都有他们一些好的特点的存在。
And these unclean animals, they also have some good points.
但是我们在解释的时候就是针对着他们的负面来作为我们的教训或者提醒。
But as for our teaching, we focus on their negative connotations.
十三节到十七节是提到一些鸟类。
From verse 13 to 17, it's talking about birds.
那这些鸟类是这个肉食性的鸟类吃肉的。
And all these birds that mentioned are carnivorous.
那他们被列作是不洁净的鸟类。
And they all being listed under unclean.
其中有一个原因就是他们会吃那个腐肉腐烂的肉。
And one of the main reasons is that they eat rotten meat.
那这个其实神赋给他们的这个生存的本能他们吃了这些腐肉，他们能够生存。
Even though it's innate that they eat the rotten meat to survive.
那这个腐败，这个肉腐坏就是腐败了
And when the meat is rotten,
那他们吃这样的肉
is what these birds eat.
那我们就以这样的一个特性就来提醒我们，我不要贪爱一些败坏的事情。
From this, we can learn that we should not love the the things that are rotten or dirty.
啊，比如说我们所讲的话，啊，有一些话是啊是败坏的话。
Just like the some words we speak are not that clean.
啊，我们心中的意念有一些意念是败坏的意念。
And some of our thoughts are rotten.
啊，那圣经里头有讲到那种有的快乐呢，是所谓最终之乐。
And in the Bible, it mentioned evil pleasures.
哦，那这个所谓的负面，但是往往也都有它的一些吸引力在。
Even though some things are negative, or something are bad, but there's still some attraction to it.
哦，所以我们不要去贪爱啊，这些败坏的事情。
Therefore, we should find no pleasure in these rotten things.
哦，那这些鸟类为了生存呢，所以它们的表现呢，啊，让人觉得啊，常常觉得说这种鸟类是比较有攻击性啊，或者说比较凶暴残忍。
Because of the behavior of these birds, people often feel that these birds are really hostile.
那所以我们一个给我们的提醒就是，我们一个基督徒啊，我们应该是和平啊，是以和平为啊为我们的这个生活的原则。
So as a Christian, we should try to live a peaceful life, and that should be our principle.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Book of Colossians, chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章十五节。
Book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 15. Chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts.To which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
这里说叫主耶稣啊，叫主耶稣基督的这种 peace 哈，这和平啊，来在我们心里来做主。
Here talk about let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
我们在待人处事啊，我们总是有这个耶稣基督的这个和平来做原则。
So whenever we deal with people and things and events, we should use peace as our principle.
哦，这个就是一个圣洁的国民他应该有的特性。
This is a characteristic of a holy citizen.
所以这些魔幻的古圣徒，他们大啊，常常就是拥有这样的一个啊一个特点。
And the saints who came before us often have this characteristic.
啊，能够跟周遭的人和平的来相处。
They live peacefully among the people.
啊，在他们的生活当中啊，他们来追求这个和平。
And they always pursue peace in their lives.
啊，在家庭里头有和平。
And they always have peace in their family.
啊，在社会上有和平。
And they have peace in the society.
啊，所以主耶稣也被称为是和平的君王。
So one of the name of Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace.
哦，那我们也应该被称为是和平的儿女。
So we should be called children of peace as well.
利未记十一章二十节到二十三节提到一些昆虫。
And from verse 20 to 23, it mentioned about some insects.
哦，那这昆虫里头也分洁净的跟不洁净的。
The same token, the insects are divided among the clean and unclean.
那可能在他们当时的社会里头啊，有这种，也有这个吃昆虫的那一种，啊，那一种习惯。
So in the society back then, eating insects, is okay.
啊，所以呢，这个神也把他们啊分别出来，什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
So God also showed them which insect they are clean and which are unclean.
那所谓洁净的，它有一个特点啊，啊，就是它不但能够在地上爬，它也能够蹦跳。
And we can see that the clean insects all have this characteristic, is that they can walk on, they can crawl on the earth, and or they can jump.
啊，比如说这个蚱蜢啊，它是可以啊，是可以跳。跳起来的。
For example, locusts you can jump. 啊，
那是在提醒说啊，这个人能够超越哈，能够不被这个世界 来把它缠累住。
So this resembles that, we are not entangled by anything on the earth.
就好像主耶稣所说的，说我们生活在这个世界上啊，但是我们不属这个世界。
Just like Lord Jesus mentioned that we live on this earth, but we don't belong to this world.
我们请参考希伯来书十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares.
这里说我们可以放下这个各样的重担。
Here it says we can lay down every weight.
那这里所提到的重担啊，也跟这个啊，更主要的是指着啊这个罪的缠累。
The weight is much, it's about the sins that ensnare us.
哦，那当然，生活上许许多多的重担，我们在主耶稣基督的怜悯之下，我们是可以放下的。
And because of God's mercy, we can lay down a lot of weights in front of God already.
那对这个罪的缠累啊，这个啊，是人所很不容易去做到的。
But as for the snare of sins, it's very hard for us to escape from it.
但是我们一个圣洁的国民啊，我们必须要能够脱离这个罪的缠累。
But as a holy citizen, we must escape the snare of sin.
再来，这些不洁净的鸟类啊，或者啊，尤其是鸟类啊，它们有一个特性，就是喜爱这个黑暗。
And one more characteristic of the unclean birds is that they like darkness.
我们应该是说他们是在夜间活动。
A better word to put it is nocturnal.
所以我们的联想就是他们喜爱黑暗。
So, which means that they like darkness better.
那人的性情啊，有时候也是有这个倾向。
And humans have a tendency to do that too.
哦，那当然，这个圣经里头所说的这个黑暗啊，不是这个物质上的黑暗。
And the darkness we mention here is not a physical darkness.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十九节。
Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 9.
十九节。
Verse 19.Chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation that the light has...
三章十九节，约翰福音。
And this is the condemnation that the light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
二十节。
Verse 20. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come into the light, lest his deeds should be exposed.
这里说这个光来到世间，就主耶稣来到这个世界上。
Here talk about the light coming to the world.
那人因为行为是恶的，所以不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
And also talk about because people like to do evil, so they like darkness better.
人不喜欢这个很多的教训或者很多的这个规定。
Just like people do not like many teachings or many regulations.
人不愿意就近耶稣，就是恐怕面对着主耶稣的这些教训。
And one reason that men do not want to approach Jesus is because they don't want to deal with the regulations.
所以二十节说，作恶的他便恨光。
So in verse 20 says, those who are practicing evil hate the light.
人有那个倾向是爱黑暗不爱光。
People have the tendency to like evil and hate light.
所以我们常常说，往下走的路容易走，往上的这个上坡路不容易走。
Just like descending from a hill is really easy, but climbing up a hill is really tough.
有人说，一个人要变坏变腐败是很快很容易。
So there's another saying that It's easy to corrupt a person.
啊，但是一个人要从不好变成好，有时候是很困难的。
But it's difficult to reverse that.
哦，所以很多的方面，人是倾向于这个黑暗。
So, in many aspects, people have the tendency to lean towards darkness.
哦，但是圣洁的国民啊，他是要生活在光明当中。
But citizens of light, we should live in the light.
哦，所以主耶稣常常邀请人们说到他这里来。
And Jesus often invited people over.
哦，要把握住来就近这个光。
And he told them to hold on to the opportunity to get close to the light.
哦，所以保罗勉励我们要成为光明之子。
And Paul also encouraged us to become the sons of
light. 那我们今天如何来成为这个圣洁的国民？
And how do we become a holy citizen?
今天我们已经不再守这些旧约的这些条例。
We no longer follow the regulations in the Old Testament.
今天我们也不是借着这些食物来让我们成为圣洁的国民。
And we do not use these food to make us holy.
但是我们神仍然要求我们要成为圣洁的国民。
But God still requires us to become a holy God still requires us to become holy citizens.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
在这里说到说我们要追求圣洁。没有圣洁，没有人能够见主。
Here we have to pursue holiness because without which no one will see God.
所以是我们要去努力，要去追求。
So holiness is something we should pursue with our might.
就是说我们要立志成为一个圣洁的，成为圣洁的国民。
And we should set our goal to be a holy citizen.
所以这是今天我们第一个我们要立志。
This is one of the important goals we should have.
那再来有几个步骤。
And there are many process.
第一个，人要立志来接受主耶稣的救恩。
The first step is to make a determination to follow God's salvation.
就是说，这个领受洗礼接受这个主耶稣宝血的洗净。
Which is to accept water baptism to a wash to clean sins.
那再来呢？追求这个圣经里头的真理教训。
Then the second one is to pursue the truth in the Bible.
愿意让这个圣经里头的这些教训来规范我们的生活。
And we should let the regulations in the Bibles guide our lives.
就好像当时他们守着这些饮食的条例。
Very similar to the Israelites who follow the old regulations.
在那些规范里头，他们成为圣洁的国民。
And within the boundaries, they become a holy nation.
那今天同样的，我们在主耶稣的这些教训里头，生活在这个教训里头，我们成为圣洁的国民。
In the same way, we should become a holy citizen within the Lord Jesus Christ's teachings.
所以借着真理，让我们成为圣洁的国民。
And through truth, we can become holy.
那再来是这个真理，它不但只是 不只是知识，而且是在生活当中实行出来。
And we should not see the truth as just knowledge, but something that must be practiced.
常常知道跟做到，它有一个很大的距离。
Because often there's discrepancies between knowing and doing.
所以知道不等于做到。
If you know something, doesn't mean you'll do it.
所以在今天我们成为圣洁的国民，我们不是只是知道圣经的教训，更进一步的是在生活当中照着去做。
So when we know the truth from the Bible, we should practice it in our own lives.
所以我们需要这个神的帮助。
So we need God's help.
所以这个神用圣灵来帮助我们。
And God help us by giving us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵运行在我们的 在我们的身上，在我们的生活当中。
And Holy Spirit work within ourselves and around us.
哦，不但他来感动我们，带领我们明白这个明白神的教训。
Holy Spirit will guide us and lead us to the truth.
哦，而且要赐给我们力量来行出来。
And it will give us strength to carry them out.
我们请看路加福音啊，加拉太书第五章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. Verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
啊，这里说走在圣灵当中。
Here it talk about walk in the Spirit.
哦，这样我们就不会去放纵肉体的情欲了。
And this way we should not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
啊，我们就不会去贪爱那些败坏的事情。
So we will not love the corrupt things.
啊，我们就能够这个超越一些世界上的事情
，and we can transcend among many many things in the world.
好，我们就能够越走向光明
，and we can walk towards the light.
哦，所以走在圣灵当中
，and walk with the Spirit.
啊，有圣灵来指引，有圣灵来赐给我们力量
，because we have Holy Spirit to guide us and to give us strength.
再请念二十五节。
Let's read verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
啊，同样的意思，靠着圣灵的带领，靠着圣灵的帮助。
So it's the same meaning. We should rely on the Holy Spirit and let it help us.
哦，那这样子我们就可以得着生命。
This way we can find life.
啊，因为我们成为圣洁的国民。
Because we become holy citizens.
啊，我们是属于那一位又真又活的神。
We belong to the true and living God.
但是在生活当中我们还是会有这个软弱过患的时候。
What happens if we still have weakness and sins in our lives?
所以神也会用所谓的管教来帮助我们成为圣洁的国民。
So sometimes God will discipline us in order for us to become holy.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10. Verse 10. For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us, and it seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness.
这里说神他管教我们是为了要让我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Here it talk about because God wants us to partake in his holiness, he disciplines us.
哦，所以在我们的生活当中啊，有时候我们会有所谓的啊神的管教。
So sometimes in our lives we will be disciplined by God.
啊，为了就是要让我们能够成为圣洁的国民。
And the reason for that is because God wants us to be more holy.
那接下来十一节讲到说，才能够真正给我们带来这个啊，这个平安的啊，平安的生活，平安的这个结果。
And verse 11 will talk about the result is being peaceful and not painful.
哦，所以为什么成为圣洁的国民是这么的重要？
So that is why. Being a holy citizen is very important.
因为管教成为圣洁，就结出平安的果子。
Because the result is the fruit of peace.
那所以我们的生活当中，我们要不断的提醒我们自己，我是圣洁的国民。
In our own lives, we should often remind ourselves that we are holy citizens.
一个圣洁的国民才能够荣耀神的名。
Because if we're not holy, how can we glorify God's name?
好，那当时对所谓圣洁的方法呢，其实就是在他们的生活当中。
And because the method to be holy is displayed among their lives.
好，利未记十一章所讲到的是他们每一天所吃的东西。
Because in Leviticus chapter 11, it mentioned about their daily daily food.
那所以保罗说，我们无论做什么事情，是为了要荣耀神。
Paul also said, it doesn't matter what we do it for the glory of God.
所以我们生活的每一个层面都可以荣耀神。
So in every aspect of our lives, we can glorify God.
为了要成为一个圣洁的国民，所以我们常常留意的，对我们的灵性有害的事情，我们不要去做。
We should watch out not to do any things that will be harmful to our spirituality.
不去贪爱那些败坏的事情。
We should find no pleasure in corrupt things.
这个败坏的事情总是容易来伤害我们的我们的灵性。
Because the corrupt things will harm our spirituality.
那对神所不喜悦的事情，我们不要去做。
And if we know God doesn't like something, we should not do it.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们是生活在这个世界。
We live in this world.
所以这个世界它不断的会来影响我们。
And this world continues to influence us.
所以保罗说不要去效法这个世界，不要被它改变了。
So Paul mentioned that we should not be conformed to this world.
那更进一步的呢，是我们的心意啊，要能够更新，要变化。
And the next step is to transform and renew our mind.
其实这是我们一个基督徒一个很重要的一个必须要经过的一个过程。
This is actually a very important step for all Christians.
这个无论是从小在教会出生的或者是以后查考道理来信主的。
It doesn't matter if we are a believer from youth or someone who came to believe later.
每一个人都要经过这个心意更新变化的这一个过程。
Everyone have to go through this process of transforming and renewing our mind.
这样才能够来做一个圣洁的国民。
And this way we can become a holy citizen.
那常常就在这两件事情当中，在那边在那边这种在那边这个一种我们说征战也好，或者挣扎也好。
So we can call it a battle or a struggle.
这个世界总是要世界要改变我们但是我们的心灵要更新变化。
The world want to conform us, but we know to transform and renew.
这样子我们才能够真正去知道这个神所喜悦的那种善良纯虔的旨意。
This way we can know God's good and merciful will.
所以有些人心意已经更新变化了。
And some people already transform and renew their mind.
所以呢，他不容易受这个周遭世界的影响。
So it's not easy for them to be influenced by the world.
有些人呢，他还是很还是在这个世界的影响里头过生活。
But many people still live under the influence of this world.
那个目标那个很重要的那个心意的更新而变化这个是他一定要有的。
And transforming and renewing our mind, it's very essential.
那所以我们要成为圣洁的国民，那到底我们要怎么做
？So what's the next step to become a holy citizen?
我们要有那个愿意的心。
We should have a willing heart.
那求主赐给我们信心。
And we should ask God for faith.
我们常常会听到有人说，为什么不行
And we often hear the saying, why can't I do it?
为什么别人可以，我不可以？
Other people are doing it, why can't I do it?
像利未记十一章所讲的那些不洁净的食物，相信在当时的世代，这些非犹太人他们是有在吃那些东西。
Just like the unclean food mentioned in Leviticus, the Gentile must have eaten them.
那对这些以色列人来讲，他们可以这样问：为什么别人可以吃，我们不可以吃
？The Israelites might ask, why can other people eat it but not us?
那如果以食物来讲或许不吃这些东西，我们的食物就会比较少。
And by not eating these food, our choice are limited.
所以要做一个圣洁的国民，我们必须要我愿意，而且我有那个信心。
So as a holy citizen, we should be willing and have the faith.
不管别人怎样，但是我就是愿意照神的遵守神的教训。
And we should not care about what other people do, but we should follow God's will.
我相信这个神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And we should believe that God is our shepherd, and we shall not lack.
我不跟别人一样，但是我相信神他会带领，会照顾我。
And even though I'm different from other people, but I believe that God will guide me and help me.
为什么人需要去过着那些有时候过着那个去做一些所谓败坏的事情
？How come people do corrupt things？
有时候在那当中可以有所获得，或者获得自己的利益。
Because there is some personal gain from doing corrupt things.
但是今天因为我要做一个圣洁的国民。
But because today we want to be the holy citizens.
我宁愿没有那些我眼前看得见的利益获得。
So even though I lose the gain, I lose the opportunity to gain something.
所以我们要做个圣洁的国民，首先我们要有那个愿意的心，而且要有那个信心。
So to become a holy citizen, we should have the willingness to have this loss.
我们请看到利未记十一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记十一章二十五节。
Verse 25. Whoever carries part of the carcass of any of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening.
这里所讲到的就是他们是很警醒的。
Here talk about being watchful.
他们偶尔不洁净了，他们马上知道说我不洁净了。
And they will know that they're unclean anytime.
照着神给他们的方法他们这里说要去洗衣服。
And they know how to wash their clothes.
他们如果表面上来看，你被一些不洁净的东西稍微碰了一下，这个有什么大不了的事情
？On the surface, if you're just touched by unclean animal, what's the big deal？
但是他们相信，他们必须照神给他们的方法，赶快去处理。
But they believe, they should follow God's method and take care of it.
但我们今天也是要成为一个圣洁的国民我们要有这样的警醒跟相信。
So as a holy citizen, we should also be watchful.
再请看利未记十一章三十二节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 32. Verse 32, anything on which any of them falls, when they are dead, shall be unclean, whether it is any item of wood or clothing or skin or sack, whatever item it is, in which any work is done, it must be put in water.And it shall be unclean until evening. Then it shall be clean.
这里说有些东西呢，你要赶快去洗。
And even items, you have to wash them.
三十三节。
And verse 33. Any earthen vessel into which any of them falls, you shall break, and whatever is in it shall be unclean.
在这里说，甚至把那个器皿给它打破。
And here it even talk about breaking the clay vessels.
三十八节。
Let's talk verse 38. But if water is put on the seed, and if a part of any such carcass falls on it, it becomes unclean to you.
那这个甚至这些这个这里所讲到的这些籽粒他们就已经不洁净了，就不要了。
Even even if the seed touched these unclean animals, they should be thrown away.
在告诉我们呢、啊，完全的来，哦，完全，这里所讲的就是完全的把那个不洁净的，把它除去。
Here it talk about the total removal of uncleanness.
对我们今天来讲，我们看一下哥罗西书第三章。
In order to apply to today's lives, let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第五节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
第五节说致使你们在地上的肢体。
Verse 5 talk about put to death your main members which are on this earth.
就好像主耶稣所说的说、你的右眼要让你犯罪你就把它挖掉。
Just like Jesus said, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out.
你的一只手叫你犯罪把它砍掉。
And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off.
完全的来、就是这里所说的致使这个地上的肢体。
Here, talk about put to death the members on the earth.
我们有这样要有这样的这样的决心。
We should have the same determination.
这样子我们可以成为圣洁的国民。
And this way, we can become holy citizens.
我们真正的来成为神的儿女。
And this way, we can truly become God's children.
请看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's look at Second Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Therefore, come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
这里神说，我就收纳你们。
Here God says, I will receive you.
今天在主耶稣的恩典之下，主耶稣他是先收纳了我们。
Under his grace, he has received us.
所以啊，我们要努力的去成为一个圣洁的国民。
Therefore, we should strive to become a holy citizen.
所以我们是有福，就是说神已经，主耶稣已经在他的怜悯之下，他先收纳我们。
Because first, God has already received us by grace.
所以我们当然要努力的、去做一个圣洁的国民。
Therefore, we should strive to become a holy citizen.
照说是我们要先成为圣洁，才被他收纳。
Because logically, we should become holy first in order to be accepted by Him.
所以我们想到这里啊，我们真的实在是常常要这个感谢主耶稣啊，他的恩惠，他的怜悯。
So we should often thank God for His grace and mercy.
就好像主耶稣在约翰福音里头，他已经先把我们当作朋友。
Because in Gospel of John, God first already accepted us as friends.
照说我们是遵守了他的教训啊，才能够成为他的朋友。
Because logically, we have to follow His teaching first before becoming His friend.
但是他先把我们当朋友。
But he let us become his friends first.
所以我们更应该努力的去遵守他的教训。
So this way we should try even harder to follow his teachings.
就好像今天我们先被他接纳、他认我们是圣洁的国民。
So today he already sees us as holy citizens.
那我们应该更努力的来做个圣洁的国民。
Therefore we should strive hard to become one.
一起唱诗。
好，let's sing
355首。
355。